we actually have an exceptional person who is on the line. I believe we have Anna Kahn who is on the line. Anna is the president and CEO of Golden Island Jerky. Anna, are you there?
I am.
Is it Anna?
Good evening, there.
Is it Anna or Anna?
You know what? In the East Coast, I believe it's Anna.
Okay, we'll go with that. Of course, first and foremost, I want to welcome you to Monday Night Talk. And from
Thanks
what I understand, you are somebody who heads up a third-generation family-owned business that's been around more than 60 years, specializing in stuff like beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thank you because I get this great. I actually have. It's kind of funny. It's if you watch the TV shows where it's like wildlife, Animal Kingdom, and the lion just knocked down a gazelle and walked away from its feeding.
Yeah.
Well, right now the vultures are kind of flying over because they know that I have six different types of Golden Island beef jerky in my hands right now. Give us a little bit of a bio on you. What was it that got you that said, you know what, I want to go to work for the family business? What was it?
Well, first of all, you don't say no to your mom, right?
No. If you know better, you don't.
Duty calls, as we say. But more than anything else, passion about food is something that we kind of just live and breathe around here. And I'll tell you, that's why we always, I'm glad you have some food in front of you there, because there's nothing like just getting a good taste that kind of warms up the crowd and gets the conversation going. So ultimately, it's always passion about what we do, and there's nothing we love more than eating.
Now, you're actually located in Rancho Cucamonga,
yes,
California.
Southern California.
The first thing I think of when I hear Rancho Cucamonga, I think of Bring It On.
Well, there's an old I Love Lucy episode where she yells, Cucamonga, is one of the stops.
Okay. Well, I have to, first and foremost, now, is there a trademark beef jerky as far as, is there a particular one that came out first and that you've built upon as far as product?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just kind of tell you a little bit about, who we are and how we're a little bit different. When people think of jerky, they think of that kind of leathery, salty, hard, dry piece of meat.
Wow, it's pretty good.
Stephen Dodrell is one of
the everything not jerky. I say we kind of redefine what jerky is. So we're the premier maker, manufacturer. We make everything ourselves of what we call gourmet jerky in the United States. And when we say gourmet, people say, well, what's gourmet about it? And this does answer your question. We have things like our flagship item, our grilled barbecue pork jerky, which tastes almost like the char siu pork that you would get, a barbecue pork that you would get at a really good Chinese restaurant.
Mm. Not going to lie, I tried that. I picked that out first, and that's what I tried.
You are a connoisseur. And that's what we've really made our mark on, is that grilled flavor that we have in our grilled pork jerky. And from that, we kind of developed the whole series of the Korean barbecue that just came out this year. It has been tremendously popular, and we have our grilled teriyaki, and then we also have very unique things, some of the other things that's in front of you, chili lime beef jerky.
Yeah, that's
and
different.
Black pepper. And yeah, and every single one of them tastes intensely different. Our mandarin orange beef jerky tastes just it like falls off your hands. That's how soft and moist it is. And so we're really kind of redefining what jerky can be.
Now I'm about to hand out. Now right now, Mr. Dodger, what are you eating?
I'm eating the grilled barbecue, all natural pork jerky.
And Joe is going to share with this with Chris Sheldon. I don't know how he snuck into the room. The mandarin orange. We're going to let Joe open that up and share that with Joe. And then
when you open a bag, I always tell people just take a whiff first. Just always smell it. You eat by smelling first.
Joseph will be our whiffer.
Here we go. I'm opening the bag. If people can hear me,
but it's not a visual medium.
Well, smell. Pass the smell test for me.
Good, good.
Oh, I'm taking it out, and it is moist. It's actually moist.
Yeah, your fingers.
Moist,
you literally have to.
It's soft, and it always kind of falls off your hand.
Yeah.
And it's got a tangy, if you think about it, mandarin orange and pineapple, which is also in there, are natural tenderizers. And so it makes that meat really soft and tender. Mm. And there's a great story about that. My niece actually teethed on that when she was like 6 months old. Whenever she cried, we just stick her a piece of meat in her hand, and it's so soft and juicy, where she was just kind of stuck on it.
Well, I got to ask you, in this business climate, I mean, the biggest that, you know, we see things every day in the news about businesses that have been around, storied businesses or franchises that go out of business because of the economic climate. Mm-hmm. What have you done to stay competitive, you know, and keep growing?
Well, you know, we've really been blessed and fortunate, you know, and we know that very well. You know, post-recession, since 2008, we've actually grown tremendously, you know, hundreds of percent. And so we've done very, very well. And I think it's because at the end of the day, one, food is something that everybody is comfortable going back to. You know, you might cut down. This is one of those affordable luxuries that everybody loves. But for us, it comes back to fundamentals. You know, we're not about hype, though we do have an innovative product. At the end of the day, I think product has to speak for itself. Okay. Marketing, sales, being on shows like this that give this exposure, that's all great. But at the end of the day, the product has to drive the customers.
I have to, gentlemen, if you could just take a look, make sure you take some out. Oh. And because I'm hearing bags in trying to make sure our guest can be heard.
We're
over
carnivores,
over you.
Aren't we?
You actually, I was going to say, you guys are the hyenas after the lion has walked away from the carcass.
Kevin, I got to tell you that this is actually something I couldn't imagine myself. Now, some people would think any other type of beef jerky, someone sitting down watching TV while snacking on it, mm-hmm. is not an ideal snack.
All right, I'm going to make Chris Sheldon snuck into the studios, and I'm going to make him pay for his by giving a comment on it, because he somehow has become
I'm not done commenting. I was going to say is that I will sit down in front of, you know, I would eat this as a snack. I would sit down and just eat it out of the bag. I don't know, Chris, what do you think?
I think this is unbelievable. I think the best compliment we could have given was all of the bags, roughly.
Yeah,
because
agreed.
We all couldn't stop ourselves from going into these bags and pulling out the beef jerky. And it's incredible.
I appreciate that. And just so you know, it is lower sodium. I mean, you can taste it. It's about half the sodium of traditional jerky. It's all natural, high in protein, low in fat, all that good stuff. So believe it or not, you're actually snacking on something that really, truly is good for you.
And we even decided to feed our producer, Ryan. Ryan, you get to give us your input on. What did you just try?
The flame grilled and the Mandarin orange one?
Yeah.
I'm not a beef jerky fan, but I can't stop eating this. This is incredible.
And it's not because we don't feed him in radio.
he does get fed.
My question, you know, I see gluten free on here on some of them. Is that in all of them?
I believe some of our products are gluten free right now. We're working on getting it all gluten free. Again, pushing that envelope on what jerky can be. You know, making it like 50% less sodium, because that's the number one complaint that people also have. Is it just too salty? It's too high on sodium. And so we have all that flavor that you don't need all that salt on. And nitrates, another thing that people don't like to see in their jerky. So we've gone all natural. There is a distinct population that is looking for a gluten-free snack, and so therefore we answered the call on that one as well.
Anna, we have more people wandering in from the next show that's on deck. Alan is here now trying some beef. And Alan looks like a guy who would eat beef jerky.
Well, actually, I am.
Alan, talking to the mic.
Yeah, I heard the show on the way in, so it sounded delicious.
See, then you're running
the Mandarin orange thing, and
well, take a bite. Tell us, give us your thoughts on it. And while you're trying it, I can act. You know, I got to say is you well represent the business, but from what I understand, that this wasn't always your path. You actually did you consider doing something other than leading the family business?
You know what? I have to admit, I did. I grew up saying I would never work in the family business. Mm-hmm. And yet here I am. I think entrepreneurship, business, and ultimately, again, that passion for what we do and the food and the products that we have, you know, you can run away, but it always lures you back. Kind of like that bag. You can't stop eating.
Now, from what I understand, though, is you're actually priming the next generation as we speak. Is that true?
We are. So I'm third generation. I mean, this started with my grandparents and my, you know, we have 8 people in the family that are working in the family business, and we call, you know, ourselves the G3. We're the third generation, and the fourth generation, my kids and some of the other nieces and nephews, I mean, they are here all the time learning about the business. They love going into our production plants and getting to know, you know, what we do every day, and that passion for food is another thing that we continue to inspire and really develop in our kids. You know, fundamentally, it has to come back to a passion for our product, and I think the rest follows.
Now, another one of our professional taste testers, Alan, wants to chime in. I must warn you.
I'm not a professional.
Alan normally, he's an amateur, but usually if he has a beer in his hand, that makes him a professional. Speaking to the microphone, my friend.
This is totally opposite of what I was thinking this might be as far as...
What is the texture? What do you?
It's soft. It's
not rubbery.
No, not even close. It's just perfect, actually. Whatever that. How do you say perfect? But
it's right soft. Into the microphone, my friend.
And it's just tender and sweet and delicious. And thank you.
Thank you.
Now I have to ask: can we get this in any store, or do you specialize and maybe have it in like bigger box stores like Costco?
Yeah, Costco has been a great customer of ours, and I believe out in the East Coast that select locations of Costco do carry our barbecued pork jerky. But if you wanted to get the full array, because we do produce actually over 20 different flavors, what you have there is just a sampling of our core products. For anybody that's interested in trying all the different things, the only place that we always tell them to go to is our website, which offers the full array of products, including whatever new ones that we just came out with. GoldenIslandJerky.com is where we would direct everybody to go take a look at our offering.
And I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we're definitely going to have you back on when we refresh our taste testers.
I like that. I'd be happy to do that, and we'd be happy to have you sample some more valuable input for us.
Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
That's all the Monday night talk that we have. Mr. Dodrell, thank you for staying for the last segment.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, I think my only next question for the next time when I come back on, it'll be the beef jerky time, is what is a good combination for tasting it with?
Ooh. Oh, we'll answer that next time here on Monday Night Talk. Up next, South Shore Live. Don't go anywhere.